Vermont Yankee must install a backup diesel generator because its original backup source, the Vernon Hydroelectric Station, is not renewing its contract with the nuclear plant. Published reports say the owner of the dam, TransCanada, is unwilling to enter into an agreement with Entergy. The latest Public Service Board docket does not include consideration of Entergy's request for a permit. Late last week, Entergy filed suit in U.S. District Court. The suit states, quote, "The only practical way for the plant to comply with the station blackout rule is through the installation of an on-site diesel-fired generator. Yet the actions of a Vermont quasi-judicial board have prevented the plaintiffs from acting to ensure compliance with this safety-based regulation," unquote. The state can issue a permit if there is any substantial change of a nuclear facility. Entergy claims the PSB scheduling makes it clear that a ruling will not occur before the plant must begin construction, and federal law preempts the state oversight. Vermont Law School professor Cheryl Hanna says Entergy has been making similar arguments in other cases before the courts.
I think the bigger picture here is that Vermont Yankee continues to pursue a strategy of litigation. They've been litigating over many issues. This is the latest issue in which they've brought a lawsuit. And that litigation results in two things. One, it keeps the plant open. And it'll keep the plant open for the foreseeable future because I think it's highly unlikely a federal court is going to shut it down while all this litigation is pending. But perhaps more importantly, what the litigation is doing is setting a precedent for future power plants. Vermont Yankee is not making Entergy any money. And so I think most observers think that the litigation is really all about precedent and particularly about what could happen at Indian Point.
Vermont Law School professor Patrick Parento believes the lawsuit is intended to put more pressure on the Public Service Board in order to obtain a full state operating license.
The filing in the state Supreme Court is one part of that strategy. That case doesn't seem to be proceeding as quickly as Entergy might like. So now they've opened a new front by filing yet another lawsuit in federal court trying to put pressure on the PSB from that direction. So is this a full court press trying to force the board to issue the certificate post haste without any further hearings or consideration and arguing that most everything is preempted by federal law? That's certainly been Entergy's position right along, that there is very little discretion left to the board to deny the certificate, so Entergy is trying to force the issuance of that certificate.
Vermont Yankee spokesman Rob Williams emailed the company's statement, quote, "While we filed a request with the Vermont PSB more than 7 months ago to start construction, we have not yet received approval. Therefore, to ensure the economic and environmental benefits of Vermont Yankee continue, we believe it's prudent to pursue multiple avenues to ensure we meet NRC regulations," unquote. The latest legal argument was filed just before the NRC is set to present its annual assessment of the plant to the public. Ethan Allen Institute Energy Education Project Director Meredith Angwin supports the continued operation of Vermont Yankee. She will attend the NRC session, but isn't sure what to expect after a chaotic meeting last year.
Last year wasn't just animosity. I mean, it was really very unpleasant. The group swarmed up, surrounded the NRC people at the front. The NRC people was escorted out by the police, eventually decided to come back, left the group holding the front of the room where the NRC had been, and attempted to run the meeting from the side of the room. They ran it for a while until the people who were against it began chanting, and they basically took over the meeting.
The NRC's annual assessment and question and answer session on Vermont Yankee is scheduled this evening at the Brattleboro Union High School. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.